It's Sunday. The what? We get to meet together. Very good. Very good. You're never going to get that one wrong. Colin? It's the 6th of August, yeah? Yes, true. That wasn't what I was going for, but thank you. Okay. No? Simon, can I have the first slide, please? It's the annual Grace Kids Quiz today on the 6th of August, as happens every year, with this year being the first one. Okay. You're supposed to get really excited about the annual Grace Kids Quiz, which hasn't happened before. But who knows? We might have another one next year. We'll see how things go. Okay. But what do you need for a quiz to be really, really successful? Anybody? What do we need? We need teams, don't we? Who wants to be in the Grace Kids team? We need a Grace Kids team, and then we need a Grace Used to Be Kids team. Okay. So I'm looking for at least 3 kids. If I can squeeze 4 on the chairs, I will. Okay, I have 2 volunteers, 3, 4. Come on, everybody. If you can fit, get some more chairs. That's fine. I don't mind. And then I need, well done. Let's give them a hand as they're coming down. Excellent. I don't think we've ever had all the kids in a team before. Right, pick a side, guys. You just need one side. That's it. Very good, very good. I'm guessing it's not this side. Right, and I need 3 Grace Used to Be Kids volunteers, please. Any age will do, as long as you're above. Okay, we got one there. Okay, come on. Come on down. I need another one. Come on. Come on, Mike. This is going to be good. Well done. Well done. So we have a slightly bigger team on the left-hand side. Do you think it's going to make a big difference? Yeah? I have a sneaky feeling it is. So, what are the rules? I'm going to give each team a Bible. Okay. I'm going to give each team a Bible. And all the answers are in the Bible. Where are the answers? In the Bible. Very, very good. Has anyone got a phone on them? Okay, no phones. No electronic equipment is allowed to be used at all. Okay, because that would be unfair, and we don't like being unfair. So I'm going to ask the question, and it's going to come up on the screen as well. So if you need a reminder, you can look behind you, and it'll be on the screen. And then everybody has to find the answer in their Bibles, and when they found the answer, then you can let me know, and then we'll listen to the answer, and if it's right, then you get a point. Nice and simple? Okay. Is everybody ready? Are you all psyched up? Yeah? Who do we think is going to win? Grace Kids, Grace Used to Be Kids. Anyone? Come on. I know who I've got my money on. Okay. I need to hand out Bibles. Hold on a sec. The Bibles are exactly the same. Does this work? Can I have this one on, Simon? Hello? Okay. So are we ready for the first question, everybody? You guys ready? Okay. The first question is, according to the Psalms, what are the words of the Lord like? According to the Psalms, what are the words of the Lord like? You guys might know the answer, so think about them very carefully, because today we're looking at God's word, aren't we? So we start. Oh, that is amazing. I mean, you guys are up against Grace Kids trained kids, yeah? I mean, do you even stand a chance? Well, we don't know if the answer is correct yet. Hold on. Where did you guys go to look? Psalm 12, verse 6. And what does Psalm 12, verse 6 say?
The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times.
Wow, I mean, look at that. There it is. So it's almost, I mean, this is amazing. Psalm 12, verse 6, you got exactly the right place and the right verse really quickly as well. How are you guys feeling? You can't compete, can you? I told you. Okay, are you ready for question number 2, everybody? Yeah? But first of all, we need to see what the scores are. What do you think the scores are going to be? 1-0. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you see, I had a sneaky feeling it was going to land this way, because I know what you guys are like, yeah? 1-0 is the score so far. Okay, right, why don't we move on to the next question? Question number 2. In Proverbs, that's the next book, by the way, we're told that God protects those who come to him for safety. We're also told something else about him in the same verse. What are we told? You got to let me finish the question first. Well, let me finish the question. Proverbs, shall we see where the other guys are going? Oh, are you feeling a bit lost? Yeah, there's a lot of Proverbs, aren't there? Yeah, sorry. Where did you guys go? Wow, Proverbs 30. I think they just read a bit faster than you guys.
What does it say?
Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him.
Every word of God proves true. So what does that mean? It means that we can trust every word of God, doesn't it? Yeah? Are you guys looking up what might be the third question already? Hold on a second. Okay, in Proverbs 30 verse 5, we're told that every word of God can be trusted, aren't we? Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so Grace Kids have raced ahead to the answer again, which means I think the scores are 2-0. Yeah? I know these things in advance. It's like somebody's given them a really good idea of where to find the right things. Isn't that amazing? Well done, Grace Kids. You're on the right track again. So, our score is 2-0. Is it going to be a grand slam, do you think? Yeah? Do you think they're going to win, just like Wales beat England in the rugby yesterday? Is it going to be like that, maybe? I don't know. What does everyone think? You see, I'm not so sure yet. Let's ask our third and final question. The second letter to Timothy tells us that a portion of the Bible is inspired by God. How much of the Bible does he tell us comes from God? They did put their hands up first, though. All right, come on, Jonathan. How much of the Bible is inspired by God?
All scripture.
All of scripture. And where did you get that from?
2 Timothy 3:16.
Very good. Did you guys have it as well? Oh, amazing. You had it as well. What does it say?
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof and correction, and for training in righteousness.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's another 3:16 verse, isn't it? Right. So, we definitely had the right answers coming from both sides, didn't we? Well, I think we did. So well done to the adults. Every now and again, you do get one. That's great. Great answers from both sides so far. So where does that leave us? 3 points for the Grace Kids and 1 point for the Grace Used to Be Kids team, which means what? Out of 3 questions, I think you guys are the winners, aren't you? So congratulations to the Grace Kids team. Look at that. With just a little bit of help, yeah? Yeah, we're not going to tell anyone though, are we? No? No? I didn't think so. Thank you guys. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you so much to the Grace Used to Be Kids as well. Back on this one, Simon. Wonderful. Thank you. So, weren't they amazing, the Grace Kids, yeah? Or does somebody think they might have had a little bit of help? Mike's definitely in that camp, yeah? A little bit of help? A little bit. Did you have some help? Did you have a little bit of paper? What's on the paper? All the page numbers and the verses and the chapters. Wow. And the questions as well. Is there anything else on there? No? Okay, excellent. So you had a little bit of instruction about where to go looking for the answers, did you? Yeah? Okay, good. Do you think that made it easier for you guys? Yeah? It did, didn't it? Made it a little bit easier, surely. Now, finding all those answers, because the answers are in there, aren't they? I mean, the adults probably would have found them if we'd given them a bit more time. Probably. The Proverbs one would have taken some time, I think. But the answers were in there, weren't they? They're in the Bible. We were just struggling to find them in time, unless we had a little bit of help. Now, you had a little piece of paper that gave you some of those answers. But how else can we find the answers in the Bible? Who else gives us help to find the answers in the Bible? Anybody? Who helps us? God helps us, doesn't he? He helps us through the Holy Spirit. Yeah? He helps us find the answers. He can show you where the answers are. If you talk to most Christians, they'll be able to tell you about a time where they needed an answer and God gave it to them. Didn't he? We all have those experiences, don't we? They don't happen every day, but we have, well, I have quite a few of those experiences. And I'm sure we all have as well. But we all need help in finding the right answers in the Bible, don't we? The important thing is to trust that the Bible itself is right. That's one of the most important things we have to remember. The Bible is right. So let's go back and look at that verse from 2 Timothy 3:16. That verse tells us that everything that's said in the Bible comes from God. Can you see that? Everything in the Bible comes from God. Isn't that amazing? God's taken his amazing godly knowledge and he's written it down for us to use. I think that's incredible. When people say to you, what's your favorite book? We should say the Bible every time, because it's got God's words in it. God wrote down everything that he wants us to know in the Bible. And we can spend a whole lifetime trying to understand its depths and we still won't get everything out of it. This is the way that God thinks and does things. It's the way he works that's in the Bible. And we're told that it's really, really useful. That's what this verse says to us. It's useful for showing people what they're doing wrong. Yeah? And it's also useful for telling people how to stop doing those things and start doing the right things as well. How to live. In fact, if we have God's word, if we have the scriptures, then we have all the answers we need to know how to live life properly, how to serve God, which is a wonderful blessing. Yeah? So, let's have a quick look at what we've learned today. God's word is pure, isn't it? God's word is pure. And it can be like refined silver. Do you remember that verse from Psalms? It said that God's word is pure like refined silver. It can be trusted, we were told in Proverbs. So his word is pure. His word can be trusted. And because it's from him, we can use it to help ourselves and other people to do all the right things. It has everything we need. That's amazing, isn't it? All of that just in our Bibles, which we carry with us all the time. But is that enough? What do we need to do about it? Can you pop me on the last slide, Simon? Thank you. Well, God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us read our Bibles and understand our Bibles, doesn't he? And we should pray before we read our Bibles, shouldn't we? We should pray and say to God, please help me to understand. Because sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes I read things. Has anybody ever read the Bible and they've read the same verse many, many times and someone says to them, have you seen this? And then suddenly you see it for the first time. Anybody had that experience? I've had it lots of times, yeah? And you think, I've read the Bible, that passage, so many times, and then God chooses to show it to me. Well, we should pray that the Holy Spirit shows us these things often. to give us the answers when we need them, and to help us to know God's word and to grow. Yeah? Because we need to grow. We need to get more and more mature in Jesus, more and more mature in our understanding of God, even when it seems really difficult or complicated. We can truly get to know our God through his word, which is the Bible, and trust that it's always right. Yeah? Good. That's all I wanted you to understand today. I'm going to ask Luke to come and pray for us, if he could. But think about God's word. Think about what it is that he is trying.